Wise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I'm going to tell you something. This is one of, at least my contributions to it, some of my most favorite to put together. I had a ball. I really, really did.
I got one from top to bottom. This is going to be one of the best ones ever. I had somebody send me something. I had to tell that person. I'm going to save that one because it's good, but I can't wait to do tomorrow's.
Oh.
What's up, Hannah?
Also, as I said earlier, the return of Facebook fussing tomorrow with Edith from Tennessee in studio.
It's going to be uncensored, too. We're going to cuss a lot on it.
Yeah, and she's going to say a lot of slurs.
Yeah. She might actually be Rachel Slurs, the character.
No, Rachel Equality. Rachel.
Dude.
E.
Fussing full of Rachels.
Equality.
Rachel Slurs. Rachel. E. Quality. Because that's her middle initial.
What's can it? I come into the party? Yes, you can enter, Rachel. You're enter, Rachel.
God.
So much to do. Let's get working on it as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, because my brain's going to
explode.
It's already got it. You know, I got a GED brain, so. Yeah,
you're going to be atom bomb before it's over. Sorry. Remember.
I don't know if you're talking about the wrestler or the damn garbage pail kit.
The garbage pail kit. Many of you listening right now, you're probably on vacation. Do something productive with your damn day. Tag us in something funny. You can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933. You may see him there selling his Applewood Bacon Beard Oil.
Oh, that's right, man. You might check that out at golly.com.
One of the worst selling products we've ever launched.
You can...
Well, it's a hard sell. People think bacon.
I didn't ask for it, by the way.
It doesn't smell like bacon, but it does.
What does it smell like? It
smells like bacon. It doesn't smell like bacon.
I think you have to reverse psychologize them. Make one that you say smells like ass. And they'll buy that one.
Like the liquid death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell like that. So when they get it, they're like, oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. This doesn't smell like a hot loaf.
Yeah. Oh, Funyuns Beard Oil. Anyway. And you can tag Fatboy at Fatboy933 or me at, or both. Do them both. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. It sounds like I'm from another country, but it stands for O Matthew.
Somebody said they were going to buy a lot of bottles, and they didn't buy them, so I'm kind of pissed off.
Yeah. I thought that was right mean, to be honest with you.
Like, I took you seriously when you said you were going to make a big order.
Big
so.
Pre-order.
How about it?
Once you kick it off, you self-serving son of a gun?
Okay, I had to bleep this heavily, because this is local to the Greenville, South Carolina area. And if you ever see me out, I'll tell you where it was. I was kind of surprised to see this video, but somebody left a smoking tool, if you will, outside of the window where they work.
Ooh.
And for this side of town, it's par for the course.
Ooh. They got a damn crack pipe and a vape at the Pleasantburg in Greenville, South Carolina, across the street from John's. It was the employees outside on break smoking crack. Y'all be careful where y'all get y'all damn food at.
Whoa. So she zooms in. It's right outside the drive-through window. I don't know what a crack pipe looks like, but that might have been one.
Yeah, glass.
Let me tag you in that one.
It says it looks like glass.
I don't know.
Let me send you. First off, let me turn my volume down because she does cuss. But I'm going to send it to you, see if you can tell what it is.
It looks like a weed pipe, except the end of it is. It looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That might be actually what it is. A weed pipe.
Well, I mean, it looks like a glass bowl. You know, and then, but the end of it looks something more like something out of science class.
Do you prefer a tag or the link?
Oh,
they have free Wi-Fi at this place, too.
Just whichever. I don't care.
Is it 6-inch Wi-Fi or is it foot-long Wi-Fi?
Oh,
what's the password?
My God.
I'm going to send you the link. Then you can open it up and you can tell.
You know what?
That might be a crack pipe, actually.
But,
I trust the lady who made the video knows her pipes.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people I've known that work in restaurants that did a bunch of coke, though, either.
Oh, that's all of it. What do you think service industry night is? They get together and get drugged up.
Literally call it sin night. Oh, wow. There it is. I sent it
to Paige's ass, too. And the rest of it.
Oh, man. Yeah, but how do they know that the people that work there are doing that? That's definitely a crack pipe for sure.
Yeah. So she says she saw the person, but you don't see him in the video. You just see the pipe.
Don't you love how now with like
if you go to Golly.com, you can see the pipe.
That's not true. Don't sell that.
Go to JeremyEllenberg.com, you can see the pipe.
No. The TikTok trend or whatever, you know, I guess TikTok will demonetize or take stuff down.
Probably.
You have to say it's for entertainment purposes only.
That's why when you do the rip and ship in the cards, you have to say not gambling. They have to put the signs up.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That because you sense. Bid on these and it's stupid.
That makes sense. Well, let's... I got to tell you, for real, I want to say it on the air. Remind me at some point.
I got a pen. Hang on.
But tell the sports card story. It's very good.
Is this where you wore the Crocs?
Nope. Different time. Okay.
With no giblets, by the way.
Speaking of drugs.
Yes, huh?
No, but like I'm not making fun of the situation here with this clip. This is from Cleveland, Ohio. There's an epidemic up there of heroin, and a lot of people are overdosing. Okay,
God bless.
So this is from the News 5 ABC channel in Cleveland, where they were talking about the heroin epidemic, and they spoke with a family member of someone who had recently passed.
Just days ago, 10 deadly overdoses caused overflow right here at this building. And some of the folks who work here say it's not the first time and they don't believe it'll be the last.
Man, this ministry's on fire.
They're looking for the same feeling heroin gave the first time. Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
God. This is like Booker T at the Wendy's. Except for you can only steal a TV once.
He keeps breaking in. They go back and get it from him, and then he breaks back in. The pacing of that was so like they knew what they were doing.
Oh,
the splicing of that. My brother used to break in our house, steal our TV set, and now he's dead.
If you're a field reporter and you go out for a story, did they tell you to find the most jacked up person you can? Not just visually, but, you know, just like go find a moron or somebody in our area, somebody with an accent.
No, it's like you get someone who is willing to talk to the press, and it's usually that person.
You know, it is. That's a solid point because
that's
you
the
think
point.
Of the legend, and I'm going to introduce you to a new up and coming legend in a moment. But the legends of Best Damn Audio of like your Sweet Browns, your
Antoine Dodson.
You know, those are usually people that would say, I'm not a snitch. I'm not going to talk. But they will be the first ones when there's a camera there to go to it and speak. But
They'll
if it was a police officer or something like that, I'm not talking to you guys. But if there's a camera, I'll talk to you guys. I'll tell you everything.
Just like the kid at the fair, though. I like Tootles. Or a 2-liter Mountain Dew. Well, look, I don't want to say just old people are this way. But people that are routine oriented, you like having everything pretty much the same. You know where you're going, right? So if you go to the post office, you want those mailboxes where they are. Mm. Don't move the mailboxes or you'll get a freak out like this guy did.
You raggedy mother how the you gonna take the mailboxes from the post office? That don't make sense. Damn! You raggedy bitches. Boy, this cooks my motherfucking goose, Jack. Oh. I'm sick of you motherfuckers, you government. How the y'all gonna let me take the mailboxes from the post office? That's just like I go to Popeye's and they ain't got no motherfucking chicken.
Oh.
Stupid motherfuckers.
Dude, God. In the video, he pulls up and you can see where they were. And they ain't there anymore.
Was it downtown Greenville? Because downtown Greenville used to have three. And now they only have one. And they...
Do people take dumps in them?
Or I don't know. Like, why would you take the extra access way? Now, if you go and, you know, they haven't checked in a while, your mail would be hanging out.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're like, you start pushing it down, and it's like, winner.
Like, I've thrown dog poop bags in there once or twice. I can't say that I haven't.
Well,
I don't know.
Prank.
That's what it was.
A receptacle. There's people that...
Why didn't leave it on the street, at least?
I'd punch you.
For it some hobo to think I dropped the Hershey bar.
Clean up. It doesn't say where you got to put it.
You are the problem with society.
Return
to sender. You two are the
problems. Unknown.
The problems.
There's enough bathrooms to go around.
Not in Asheville. You got to have some kind of code to get in. I don't know how you get the code, but right where the public park is, you got to have a code.
It's Asheville, not Asheville.
I said Asheville.
You have to have a code to use their bathroom?
Yeah, you got to punch it in.
Huh.
Which is, I guess, it keeps people from sleeping in there. But why would you want to sleep when somebody took a dump?
Yeah, but they could get the code also. Are you supposed to not share it with homeless people?
I don't know how you even get it.
I was like,
do you have to do the favors to get it? You know what I'm saying?
Is it like gate codes at most of the upscale residences in Greenville where the gate code is the day's date? Like, these homeless won't know what the date is. They'll never get in.
Oh,
don't even know what year it is. Ha, ha, ha.
They gave us the gate code to one of the media lot at in Charlotte for the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
So if we're ever up there, we can try it out. See what works.
Well, yeah. You know that one doesn't change because one of the players told us.
Yeah.
Because
walk around Cement Street.
It was his kid's birthday. And he's like, if they ever change it, I'm going to forget it. All right. This next one. This is the one where I feel very confident. This is going to go down in the soon-to-be legendary members of Best Damn Audio Hall of Fame. This comes to us from Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
There was a water line break, and a local news crew talked to a woman about how this was affecting her. By the way, this woman, her name's Shonda Walker. She says one thing that I promise you, you will never say it the same way again.
This has been a very big headache for me specifically, being that I'm prepping for a colonoscopy for tomorrow, and I can't flush my toilets.
Hang on a second.
God, I added like 100 views to that damn video last night, dude. I was like, you remember the old days on Instagram where you just sit there and play it over and over? I guess people, influencers are taking advantage of that and letting their reels play over and over again. I'd let it play until it would stop playing, and then I'd play it again.
Our coworkers trying to manipulate the algorithm.
So imagine they're like, hey, waterline break. Hey, ma'am, how's this affected your day?
This has been a very big headache for me specifically, being that I'm prepping for a colonoscopy for tomorrow, and I can't flush my toilets.
That's right. I can see her doing the head weave, too.
She did the you know, like Jack A. Harry. Can't even flush my toilet.
Flush my toilet.
God, I love it.
Can't even flush my toilet.
This is why it's so good that there is difference in the world. Like, everybody talks different. It's fun. If everybody just said, flush my toilet,
it would not be fun.
It's fun. Everybody says commode every once in a while. Someone calls it the Esser. It's fun.
Esser.
It's fun.
Well, you know it's not fun.
Sounds worse.
Going to break.
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's not fun when you get called out.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, people love social media because they could be keyboard warriors, they call them. You can say whatever you want.
Yep.
Mm. Well, sometimes you might get called out by the person's actual account. That's what happened here. Mm. You talk about a chick's hair, rather it's a wig or a weave, and she's going to cut a promo on you.
The answer, yes. You were saying that most people don't know that, and I'm one of them. I don't know the difference between a weave and a whatever you call it.
Wig.
This is how you cut a promo.
Yeah.
Hands down, this is 101.
Take notes. Wrestling-like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Get the f*** off my page. You bitches always mad about my hair.
That bitch gonna say I wear ugly wigs. Bitch, you a woman and don't even know the difference between a wig and a weave. Bitch, this is a weave and I'm about to go get my hair tossed, bitch. I'm about to have another motherfucking weave on, you dumb little bitch. You bitches mad because I can change my motherfucking hair every motherfucking day. Bitch, you look like a fish and a duck, bitch. So you belong in the pond and the ocean, you stupid little bitch. Ooh. Where your mother at? Because I don't play with kids, bitch, but I do have a daughter. You think you talking to? Aha, bitch. That's why you're like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder now, bitch. You can't motherfucking see. Straight the fuck up. I'm not her. This ain't that, and I ain't the fuck her, you little fucking duck. Quack, quack. With them fish lips, bitch, you should probably get a lot done, bitch. Look like you've been sucking all your life. Stay the fuck off my page, little girl.
God.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Like she's been strangling ducks
she
her whole
life. She looked like she's strangling ducks. She's a duck strangler?
With those lips, she's been strangling ducks her whole life.
She had a little filler. That's okay.
You ever strangled a duck?
No, but secret? I know a guy who snuck a duck into Thailand one time.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
You should have seen it. Fat Boy just did his... Cam Scatabo freaking impression. It was great.
We're talking about the Scatabo flip.
Trying to make sure his leg was still healthy.
If that sucker would have ripped his ankle up again doing that.
You know what? Who was the other? Wasn't there? He wasn't showboating, but who was the football player that it was like a career, maybe not ending, but an injury that came back, and it was from something not even athletic related, something stupid. Like he fell off his truck washing it or something.
Oh, that was
a baseball player.
Was that Jeff Kent?
He lied though. Like he lied because the insurance wasn't going to cut. Like you know,
Ryan Greasy did something like that too. A home injury that
he fell. He was drunk and he fell down the steps and he tried to blame it on football. That was Greasy.
Yeah, it was something questionable. Where they're like, okay,
somebody fell off their truck at a car wash.
Really?
And they tried to blame pitching as the culprit, and it was really them washing their truck.
Did you see that Cam Newton was one of the layoffs yesterday on ESPN?
No.
Yeah, they axed a bunch of people, like, you know, not talk to him, like, you know, cut their job.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
God. Are they going to have a robot wearing ambiguous hats now?
They got to pay McAfee all this money. No. Then when McAfee talks about it, he's like, look, these companies have billions of dollars. Sucks that people lose jobs, but, like, don't blame me for making an ass ton of money.
Well,
he takes care of his boys, unlike, you know, somebody who fired a lot of people and gave him bad severances.
Oh.
I read about that, too, the people that got laid off from Stern.
Oh, man.
Each decade of service, they said, was 2 months of severance.
God.
Some of those people have been there a long time.
That's a lot of money.
Benji from 6 Mile has been there a long time.
Wow.
And then you get a little poor severance.
Yeah, but why? I don't know why it's so shocking. It happens in every industry. Like, rare as, you know, there used to be that thing where, you know, even if it was a watch or, you know, my grandpa, when he retired from Furman, they gave him a golden wrench. That was on a plaque.
You didn't even get that anymore.
He was the head of maintenance. Yeah, I mean, and they gave him a grandfather clock as well. Clock.
You would think somebody with a lot of money would, you know, take care of somebody on the way
out. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of money.
Now, my aunt did get to go there, I think, for free.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
You could do that now with certain colleges if you're a certain age. Like, you can go for free.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
You know how much college costs? But
yes.
A ton. And now they don't even know if you're going to need it. That's another thing. I said within 10 years, colleges will start to close because people, the young people, I absolutely get it. If I were in your shoes, 16, 17 year old kids right now, I'd be like,
it's a lot of debt, especially if you go to an art school.
Especially if you have a computer science major.
But also, I think it will. I was telling Mrs. X this, you know, we were talking about it, and I said, what about the dudes who used to pump gas at gas stations? What about milkmen that used to be? Where are their jobs at now? They went up, did other stuff. I mean, things.
I mean, look at.
It'll open up doors that
did she
were
say
not,
the foreigners took them?
She went with a specific country, in fact. She did. But it's one that she has heritage from, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
But anyway, Cam Scatabo. He's not featured on today's Best Damn Audio. I will tell you this. This clip right here that I'm about to play.
Right here.
Is, there's several ways to look at this when it comes to what happened. Is it a slip of the tongue? Is it a newscaster who's illiterate? Or is the truth hidden in plain sight?
The lights are on at the Potawatomi Zoo. Still ahead at midday, we're getting a preview of the zoo's Luminati event. That Luminate event, goodness gracious, that kicks off tonight. The what event?
Whoa. Whoa. She read the word as Luminate as Luminati.
The what event?
Whoa. Oh.
You know, come on.
Yeah, who makes your tires? Machiavelli?
Wouldn't read anything into it.
Summa Thomas?
Illuminati.
Wow.
You got to be careful throwing that word around.
Did you ever have that album?
I had to hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only, could you imagine if Mary would have seen the cover art?
The cover art was bad enough. I felt bad. I turned it inside out on the CD. I really did. For the Machiavelli tapes. Yeah, man. That was.
Hell, Mary!
But it was like, wow, he's like a prophet here, and everything rhymes. It's pretty crazy.
It was probably one of the best alter egos, like better than Chris Gaines or Ziggy Stardust.
Dude, Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines. That's the alter ego for Garth when he kills people on tour.
Remember that? Certain rumors.
Rumors.
Every time Garth Brooks goes on tour, wherever cities he goes and appears in, there's an unsolved murder case. Year makes after year, time after time.
Good song.
Weird, man.
So sometimes
Cyndi Lauper.
Sometimes a song will get stuck in your head. It's funnier when it's stuck in a kid's head, and it's extra funny when they don't know the lyrics. They misheard a lyric. So you're going to hear the first part is the actual band singing the song. Have you seen this one?
No, but you hate kid audio.
I know, but
so this one is strange that you're using kid audio.
The strange dynamic here between the kid and the parent. Like, the parent thinks this is hilarious.
Oh, it's got to be bad music then.
It is.
Oh, man.
So the first part, you're going to hear the right song.
Okay.
Then you'll hear the kid.
Oh, I can imagine already.
Yeah. And this is a compilation of the kid over and over a period of a couple weeks. Saying the wrong lyric.
What a f***ing music. I love. What a f***ing music. Rocko. What a f***ing music, mama.
Mama.
What a f***ing music. Rocko. Play the f***ing music. Rocko. What a f***ing music.
Music.
Oh my god!
Oh, mom, oh, stop it!
Oh, that's good, man. That's great.
Whatever happened? Like, if we would have said that growing up,
we would have
got murdered.
Our parents couldn't monetize it with the internet, though.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
They would have,
and their souls didn't depend on it. They would have uploaded it to
Johnny. What'd you do at school today? This MF and CS and teacher of mine. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's weird that the dynamic you have with that, because as a kid, and this is very true, when I would say or do funny things, I remember that response that that guy versus getting good grades. Like, good grades was like, okay, you were supposed to do that. Congratulations,
did your job.
If you said something funny or did something funny, people would turn around and look at you like you were some kind of brilliant person. Like, wow, that's hilarious. So you kind of maybe start to develop into that person. Meanwhile, my daughter, who was 3 at the time, we were at Stone Mountain, Georgia, told this story, and she loves when I tell it, I'm sure. I got in the car. It was cold. And I look at her mama. I said, it's cold as, and I said the S word. And she goes, yeah, Daddy, it is cold as S.
Yeah, I knew you lost it, too.
And we both did. And we're like, you can say it again. And she started crying because we were laughing at her like she felt like she was the butt of the joke. I swear,
that's
until
messed up.
She became a mom, I never heard her cuss again.
So I say she probably says it a lot now.
Probably says it a good bit.
Mama
now.
G?
Mama G now says it at least 3 or 4 times. At least 3, I would imagine. I would imagine. Yeah, it's wild.
This kid goes up to his mom and he found a picture of a time he had a bold haircut. And he tries to ask his mom if she remembers when he had that haircut. Then he, she can't stop laughing, and he's got a filthy mouth.
You remember when I had that bowl cut?
Yes, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how could we forget?
Yes, bro. I look so f***ing ugly.
All right. 1, 2.
Dude, you should see, bro.
No,
I look damn hideous.
Did he
tell
you
friend, you loved that haircut.
No, the hell I don't.
Look, see,
look at this bullshit.
Wow.
I know, me and Noah were D-Wag and Carson were cracking up.
No,
it was
I look like I just came out
in first grade.
Dude,
why is that haircut?
I was so f***ing chopped.
Chopped.
I was more chopped, dude. Y'all, dude, I was
Let
more...
me see. I can't stop f***ing laughing.
Where did they get it?
I look more like chopped.
Like a mushroom. Chopped. Like a mushroom top.
Dude, no.
Oh,
God!
Look at that.
I could swear around my mom like that.
Cussing back and forth.
No, I mean,
at all.
I don't now, but like if I see my mom and my brothers there,
yeah,
he'll let them go. Like F all the time. Like,
yeah,
I can't do it.
I don't know, man. I don't like, you know me with language, you know, the way I feel about it, but like just sitting there videoing it, putting, I don't know. That's
God, it's like you said,
very contradictive right now to this. Like, I think it's funny, but I wouldn't sit there and be talking to my kids or my grandkids like that.
I was gonna say, next time you make a video with Jasper, he's gonna start going off, and then you could be laughing at him.
My mama got not mad, but like a little irritated that I put the Instagram video of him singing Highway to Hell on Instagram.
Oh,
she got
Lord.
Said, that ain't one for him to sing.
Don't let him do. Don't do the Big Ball song either.
No.
Remember that song? What did she sing the whole song? You remember that song, man? If you Big Balls.
Did say season ticket.
KIP1's. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is this the original one?
About one more again for old guy. Little three dong ninth. Dog, sorry.
I do like it.
You got to see the video, though.
He's got a good voice.
He does.
Oh, Marvin.
Do you know if there's text confirmation of a crack pipe at a certain local restaurant? Is that what it was? I'm hoping somebody would text in and say, hey, I know who that was.
Oh, that was my crack pipe.
So I saw like that. I go there, man. I get food from there. Not anymore. They smoke crack.
Well, I mean, you look at some of the menu items at fast food restaurants, it looks like the people who designed them are on crack. Like, some of the things, like, they don't make sense.
Dude, we're getting a lot of new restaurants I had never heard of before, so when I look them up.
Oh, they're national?
Yeah, or, like, out in California, I'll write it down. Paige might know what it is. I just don't want to give them a free plug, you know?
I know. Somebody emailed me yesterday trying to get a free plug. You know what the they're just going to give us lunch.
Mm-hmm. You know that place?
And I'm like, I've never eaten there.
You're going to give me lunch and money.
You ever heard of that place before?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I've never been there, though, but I've heard of it. I've never been there. I don't know that. I don't know if my stomach could take it.
I don't know.
I bet.
We're getting a lot of variety of different stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's you know, that's what happens when you become a melting pot.
I don't know if this is a good time to be opening places, right, as far as food goes. You already got it up against you that, you know. They tell you to give it, a couple months when you open a restaurant?
I don't know.
Places are closing around here, especially local ones.
Well, I'd like to guess how long they're going to last. There's one in town that I went to the page, and people were like, don't go here. You know, food was undercooked or took too long to come out. And then you have the sin people who, you know, they're lifers. They've given their service to the industry, and they're like, look, you got to give it a couple months. The staff's got to gel. Just go back.
It's true. I mean, that I would say that's true. That's why they do the, like, big restaurants do this. By the way, this is one of the reasons why I realize the podcast is a great tool for those of you that, you know, won't be able to listen all 4 hours. But great things that you're hearing like this in the background, you don't get to hear on the podcast.
No,
we'd have to pay Marv more money.
That's right. You can't legally do it.
No.
Like, during the World Cup, they showed a certain person we're not allowed to talk about. Yeah, and I was like,
we can talk about him. You just can't say his catchphrase. But at the same time, because he's such a bitch about that, I don't even say his name.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I don't like to.
Yeah,
his brother was there with him doing his catchphrase.
Really?
I think you can talk about his brother. I don't until you know he gets him on that tip, and he's like, "Look,
yeah,
you should be making more money because when people do it on the radio." That, and for some reason, the one movie line we're not allowed to say, which is odd.
Well, I mean, you can say it, but like you can't make t-shirts, hats, all, you know, merchandise with 3-peat on it. because that's who holds that? Somebody holds
who does, the NBA own that one?
No, it's an individual. He trademarked it.
Because there have been a few teams that have done it, and I'm surprised one person. So I don't know how much they consider when you apply for a trademark, how common it is. And
but
how...
it's owned by Pat Riley. He owns Three-Peat.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Three-Peat Lakers, right? Them Bulls and Warriors.
Oh. He registered the phrase, which was originally coined by Byron Scott, Lakers guard. But he holds the exclusive rights for apparel, merchandise, and sports drinks. So you could go make tennis shoes called Three-Peats. Well, no, that's apparel.
That sucks, too.
We could make Three-Peat beard oil.
What does it smell like? Oh, what if it's called 3 Feet? What if it's called Three Dude Night and it smells like a bunch of sweat?
God, no.
These are good ideas.
That would sell worse than this one. I'm just kidding.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.